الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى وما خلقت الجن والإنس إلا ليعبدون صدق الله مولانا العظيم. And sunnah that we can discuss is when we finish eating, there's a narration in Abu Dawud that if a person say Alhamdulillah alladhi at'amani hadha at'am wa razaqanihi min ghayri hawlin minni wa la quwwah, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive all our sins, no previous sin. And also in the same hadith it says, whenever a person wears his clothing and he say Alhamdulillah alladhi kasani hadha wa razaqanihi min ghayri hawlin minni wa la quwwah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will also forgive his sins. So it's a very short dua, Alhamdulillah alladhi, everyone knows, kasani hadha, and then وَرَزَقَنِيهِ مِنْ غَيْرِ حَوْلٍ مِنِّي وَلَا قُوَّةٍ. We praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we have this clothing that Allah ta'ala gave us is only through the kindness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah ta'ala has given it to us مِنْ غَيْرِ حَوْلٍ مِنِّي وَلَا قُوَّةٍ, without any effort from our side. Allah ta'ala becomes so happy that Allah ta'ala will forgive all our sins. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, first He give us, and then He forgive our sin also. Right? So Kareem Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so we should try to make this mi'amal and this sunnah inshaAllah. Right? We are enjoying our clothing. Read a little bit dua and Allah to forgive our sin. Right? InshaAllah, I'll be discussing mudhakara. Revision actually for myself, right? The Quran translation, Quran tarjamah of Surah Fatiha, inshallah, because we are praying our salah every day, right? So if we understand just to remind ourselves, right, so that we can perform our salah, we can have khushu', we can feel that we are talking with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala starts Surah Fatiha with Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. All praises is due only to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is the sustainer of the entire universe. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is our sustainer. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us food. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us that when we want to eat, then we must read Bismillah, then we take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The food that we eat, right, it's only through the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Without the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that food will not make it to our mouth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, فَلْيَنْظُرِ الْإِنسَانُ إِلَىٰ طَعَامِهِ. Look at your food. Just look at your food. أَنَّا صَبَبْنَا الْمَاءَ صَبَّ. It is us who poured the water from the sky. ثُمَّ شَقَقْنَا الْأَرْضَ شَقَّ. And then we are the one who split the earth. The seed is so small, it doesn't have any power. And the leaves that come out is so soft. How can it come up? How does it grow? It's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We did it, Allah ta'ala said. فَأَنْبَتْنَا فِيهَا حَبَّا. And then what happened? Who grows the rice, the wheat? It's also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sometimes when we eat, we thought that we are the one that we buy the food, we make the food, we cannot do anything. It's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who has created the rice for us. So this is the qudra of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah made it. We cannot do it. We cannot make the food come to our mouth. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has taught us how to recognize the qudra of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then further, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Fatiha, we read, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so merciful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ever merciful. The rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala encompass everyone, Muslim, non-Muslim, you're good, you disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala still will show His mercy on you. There's a dua which was practiced by Hassan al-Basri rahmatullah alayh. When a person, whenever he finished drink, they will read Alhamdulillah alladhi saqani azban furatan bi rahmatihi. When we drink that water, they must, Hassan Basri is the wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he got the tarbiyah of the sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in, right? He was very close with the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Most probably his amal also he got from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam through the sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum. When we drink, we should read Alhamdulillah alladhi, Ya Allah, it is you, the one have given me such water, azban furatan, right? So sweet water we drink. Furatan, we can swallow it very nicely. And for us to swallow the water is a favor from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sometimes when a person is sick, he cannot swallow the water. He has to put tube in his mouth. Right? Allah ta'ala make it very nice for us. Furatan. And that is only through the rahmah and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Bi rahmatihi. وَلَمْ يَجْعَلْهُ مِلْحًا أُجَاجًا بِذُنُوبِنَا. Because of us, right, we have committed so many sins. If Allah Ta'ala wanted, He can make the water so bitter and salty. But Allah Ta'ala is so merciful. Allah Ta'ala is so forgiving. And other people, if we do wrong to them, they won't forgive us. Just like that. We disobey Allah Ta'ala every day. Allah Ta'ala still, inshallah, my banda will one day come back to me. Right? And give him some respite. Right? And so merciful is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even though He is so merciful, He shows His love to us, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not weak. When we have soft spot for someone, we cannot tell him off. We cannot punish him. Sometimes we feel difficult. But Allah Ta'ala says, no, Nabi Ibadi, you tell them, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tell my servant, Anni ana al-ghafur rahim. Yes, I'm very merciful. I'm so forgiving also. Wa anna azabi huwa al-azabu al-alim. But if I punish, my punishment is very painful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is, yes, He's Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, but He's also Azizun Dhuntiqam. And if you want to punish, you can punish. So, on the day of Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one is going to judge, and He's going to make the decision. No one can have any say on that day. He is Malik Yawmiddin. He's the king on the day of judgment. If a person obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes very, very happy. If Allah ta'ala is happy, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him jannatin tajri min tahtiha al-anhar. Gardens with rivers flowing underneath. And the rivers of Jannah is not like our river today. The rivers of Jannah is, right? Pure water. I know the river here, but in river in Malaysia, after the rain come, then it became brown. So the river of Jannah is pure. Right? And then you have river of khamar, lazzatil lishsharibin. You drink, you feel the ecstasy, you feel so nice, but you won't get headache. Right? You know what you're talking about, you won't commit any sin. Right? And min asalil musaffa, rivers of honey, right? And rivers of milk, right? That doesn't change, the taste doesn't change. Milk you put out for a while, it becomes sour. But the verse of Jannah doesn't become sour. You obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala will reward you so much in Jannah. Right? And the trees and the fruit. وَلَحْمِ طَيْرٍ مِمَّا يَشْتَهُونَ So many ni'mah, things that eyes haven't seen, ears haven't heard. You never thought of such reward that Allah ta'ala is prepared to give for a person who obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But if a person disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will punish. Allah ta'ala is very powerful. And he'll burn the skin until your skin becomes dry, you cannot burn anymore. Allah ta'ala, بَدَّلْنَاهُمْ جُلُودًا غَيْرَهَا لِيَذُوقُ الْعَذَابِ Allah ta'ala will give new skin that you will taste the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You will feel like you are dying, but you will not die. لَا يَمُوتُ فِيهَا وَلَا يَحْيَا And Allah ta'ala has angels, the angels of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one that looks after the jahannam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, لَا يَعْصُونَ اللَّهَ مَا أَمَرَهُمْ وَيَفْعَلُونَ مَا يُؤْمَرُونَ Very severe, غِلَاظٌ شِدَادٌ You will not disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He will punish you. So this sifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala must be always in our mind. We must recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we pray, we must have all this tajalliyat, the sifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in front of our mind. If we don't recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how are we going to love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And if we don't love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how are we going to say Iyyaka na'budu wa Iyyaka nasta'in? How are we going to become, Ya Allah, I'm your servant. I'm your slave. Only you, Ya Allah. Iyyaka, Ya Allah, only you. When we know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and how are we going to know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Through the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, making amal on the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sunnat ki raaste. Allah se milate hain, sunnat ki raaste. You want to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you have to follow the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, making amal on the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then you will fall in love with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you can, when you pray, you say, MashaAllah, you're so great, Ya Allah. You're so powerful, Ya Allah. You're so kind, Ya Allah. You're so forgiving, Ya Allah. So this ihsan is the one that we come here for the Islahi Majlis, for the Islahi Jalsa, to bring this ihsan in our life. أن تعبد الله كأنك ترى. Worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as though you're looking and seeing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You're asking only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Iyyaka na'budu wa Iyyaka nasta'in. And what do you want to ask from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? You want to ask from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ihdina as-sirat al-mustaqim. Ya Allah, show me the straight path. I want the path of Islam. If I don't follow this path, then Allah ta'ala will not accept from us. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullah alayhi, wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, an imam, a muhaddith, people say this Quran is the kalam of makhluk. He cannot accept this kalam of my beloved Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He narrated a hadith, and he has a big compilation of hadith for 9,000 books, 9,000 ahadith just without repetition. He narrated a hadith from his ustad Abu Sa'id al-Basri, from his ustad Abbad al-Basri, also from Hassan al-Basri rahmatullah alayhi. Hassan al-Basri rahmatullah alayhi narrated a hadith from Abu Hurairah radiyallahu anhu, where he heard from in Medina. Abu Hurairah radiyallahu anhu heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying that, he said that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said on the day of Qiyamah, Taji'u al-A'mal, A'mal will come. A'mal will come on the day of Qiyamah. On the day of Qiyamah, not only people come, A'mal also come. Things, meaning, can have body on the day of Qiyamah. A'mal will come, Salah will come. Salah will come in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya Rabb, who Allah, who my Allah. Ana Salah, I'm Salah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Innaka ala khair, you are good. And then, sadaqah came. Sedekah kim? Your charity kim to Allah Subhanahu wa ta'ala. You want to present yourself to Allah Subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya Rabb, ana sadaqah. Then Allah Ta'ala say, innaka 'ala khair. You are good. And then sawm come, fasting will come. Allah Ta'ala say, innaka 'ala khair. You are so good. And then Islam came. Islam came. And then Islam says to Allah Subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya Allah, Anta Salam wa Ana Islam. You are Salam and I am Islam. Right? Allah Ta'ala become very, very happy. Allah Ta'ala says, Innaka ala khair, Bika akhadtu wa bika u'ati. Right? Oh Islam, I'm very happy with you. You are good. Right? Because of you today, right, I will accept all the other amal. And because of you, I will reward them. Without Islam, we try to make our own salah, not according to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Our salah is not going to be accepted. Perform our salah, give sadaqah, siyam, but our life is not according to Islam. Our eyes is not according to Islam. Our ears is not according to Islam. Our tongue is not according to Islam. Our clothing is not according to Islam. Our eating not according to Islam. And Allah Ta'ala will not accept any of our amal. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, وَمَنْ يَبْتَغِ غَيْرَ الْإِسْلَامِ دِينَ A person who wants any other lifestyle besides Islam, فَلَنْ يُقْبَلَ مِنْهُ Allah Ta'ala will not accept from him. If we want to be accepted by Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, we have to bring Islam in our life. And what is Islam? How to practice on Islam? How to make amal on Islam? Allah Ta'ala mentioned it also in Surah Fatiha. صِرَاطَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ The path of the lovers of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Those people who have the favor from Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. What is the greatest favor than deen? Anbiya wa salihin, siddiqin wa shuhada wa salihin. And the ma an alihi wa ashabi. And the path of the lovers of Allah Ta'ala, of Sahaba, of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You follow his lifestyle. Allah Ta'ala become very, very happy. Of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. Allah Ta'ala become very happy. Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala give their life for deen. One Sahabi, he says, رَقْبًا إِلَى اللَّهِ بِغَيْرِ ذَادِي إِلَّا التُّقَى وَعَمَلِ الْمَعَادِي وَالصَّبْرِ فِي اللَّهِ عَلَى الْجِهَادِ وَكُلُّ زَادٍ عُرْضَةٌ نَفَادِي غَيْرِ التُّقَى وَالْبِرِّ وَالرَّشَادِ Young Sahabi, when our path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give his life for the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he jumped. رَقْضًا إِلَى اللَّهِ فَاللَّهُ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى جَمْ Towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala بِغَيْرِ ذَارِي without any provision. Except what? غَيْرِ تُقَى وَعَمَلِ الْمَعَادِي The only provision that he has is taqwa and the actions of akhirah. وَالصَّبْرِ فِي اللَّهِ عَلَى الْجِهَادِ And all the time making sabr, striving in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَكُلُّ زَادٍ عُرْضَةٌ نَفَادِ Any other provision, wealth, health, anything that we have in this world is عُرْضَةٌ نَفَادِ going to be destroyed, going to be finished. غَيْرِ تُقَى وَالْبِرِّ وَالرَّشَادِ The thing that will come will remain with us till akhirah is what? Is taqwa. And وَالْبِرِّ good a'mal وَالرَّشَادِ and guidance. So, this is the path that we want. The path of the lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not only the time for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the tabi'een rahimahumullah. Shahwajullah Muhaddith Dahlawi rahmatullah alayhi in his kitab Fawzul Kabir Waliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Shahwajullah. He said regarding the mushrikun at the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam they used to believe in Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam. They also believe in Nabi Ismail alayhi salam. But Musa, Isa, they know all that. Those are great wali of Allah, Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to become a Nabi, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he, Nabi, they cannot accept. Why? Because he eat like us. He goes to the shop like us. Shah waliullah rahmatullah alayhi says that the same problem happened today. People believe there was Junaid Baghdadi. There was great wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullah alayhi. But today, wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, no, there's no wali. Wali is in a qabr. Until you want to see, wali must go to the khabar. That's how people believe. But no, shahwalillah saying that wali today. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded us, ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu taqullaha wa kunu ma'as sadiqeen, means they're going to be sadiqeen. They are going to be pious people. How Allah ta'ala tells us to do something and it's not possible for us to do? Be with the pious. They are pious around us. Be with them, then you also attain the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those are the people we want to be with. And Allah SWT also tells us that we must be very, very careful and worry of those people who are غير المغضوب عليهم. Those people who Allah Ta'ala is angry with. Allah Ta'ala, who are they? Those are the Jews. The Jews, they know that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was the last Nabi. يَعْرِفُونَهُ كَمَا يَعْرِفُونَ أَبْنَاءَهُمْ. They know Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam just like they know their own children. Tell them to follow Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. No, they don't want to follow Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. No. They have ilm, but they don't want to be amal. And then you have another kind of people, waladdallin, those people who make a lot of amal, a lot of effort, a lot of sacrifice. They worship, they are in the church all the time, they don't get married. But Allah Ta'ala put them, تَصْلَى نَارٌ حَامِيَةٌ, they go into Jahannam. They make amal, but wrong understanding of deen. Wrong amal. So we must try to bring both in our life. We must have ilm, proper understanding of deen, and also amal in our life. Just ilm of deen, just we learn something without practicing, then that's not deen. Like a car, and a tire of a car is not a car. A tire of a car is a tire. The ilm of deen is not deen. Ilm of deen is ilm. You must bring deen in our life. If we bring deen in our life, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala become very, very happy with us, and all our amal be accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And how are we going to bring deen in our life? We have to follow the... we are going to get the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by those people who love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Shahwali Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib rahmatullah alayhi says that suhbati ahli dil se mila dard gham. You want to get the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who must you be with? Because people who love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For us, where can we get this love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the proper deen, proper understanding of deen, the recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and through that inshaAllah only all our amal going to be accepted in this world, in the akhirah. Wa akhiru da'wana, and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.